KBR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Waves pounding the shore of Hatteras Island, North Carolina today as a fierce Hurricane Earl draws near. Vacationer Brittany Grappaldi of New Jersey says it's hard to believe the storm may soon batter the island, but she's trying to take it seriously.
It's sad because reality hasn't really set in because it's so beautiful out. It's like, oh, I don't want to leave this, but it's kind of like the calm before the storm, so just trying to keep a cool head and get out as fast as we can, I guess.
North Carolina officials have expanded mandatory evacuation orders. Whether or not it makes landfall, Earl is going to affect a good portion of the East Coast. As Phil Latzman of member station WLRN in Miami reports, the storm has picked up new punch today.
Earl is now at its most intense, with maximum sustained winds up to 145 miles per hour. It's expected to brush the mid-Atlantic as a Category 4 storm. National Hurricane Center forecaster Todd Kimberlane says even a brush with such a powerful system could be perilous.
We forecast the storm to be offshore, where the hurricane may, in the end, avoid parts of the coast. The storm has such an enormous wind field that there will be impacts along the coast.
Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Fiona appears on its way out to sea, but behind it, the newest system, Tropical Storm Gaston, bears monitoring as it takes a more southward trajectory. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
Officials in South Korea say a typhoon that has hit there is the worst in 15 years. At least three people are dead, power is out to tens of thousands of people, and forecasters say as much as 3 inches of rain may fall by the end of tomorrow. The big diplomatic push for Mideast peace begins in earnest today when the Israeli and Palestinian leaders sit down together at the State Department with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports President Obama is cautiously optimistic.
Though expectations are low, President Obama says both sides have told him they believe a deal on Palestinian statehood can be reached within a year.
This moment of opportunity may not soon come again. They cannot afford to let it slip away. Now is the time for leaders of courage and vision to deliver the peace that their people deserve.
In a carefully orchestrated day, the president first met separately with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas before hosting a working dinner that also included Egypt's president, Hosni Mubarak, and Jordan's King Abdullah. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Afghanistan. He's to meet with President Hamid Karzai and NATO Troop Commander General David Petraeus. Gates arrived in Kabul from Baghdad and the formal handover of security duties to Iraqi troops from U.S. troops. From Washington, this is NPR News. Former Illinois Governor George Ryan is asking a federal judge in Chicago to release him from prison and throw out some elements of his corruption conviction. As NPR's David Shaper reports, the former Republican governor is using a recent Supreme Court ruling to challenge the conviction.
Ryan is about halfway through serving a 6.5-year prison sentence for his 2006 conviction on charges of racketeering, conspiracy, mail fraud, tax fraud, and making false statements. Several of the counts were violations of what's known as the Honest Services Law, which the Supreme Court ruled was unconstitutionally vague in dismissing the conviction of former Enron CEO Jeffrey Skilling in June. Attorneys for Ryan are asking a judge to now dismiss part of Ryan's conviction based on the Skilling ruling. And while waiting for a ruling on that motion, they're asking the judge to release the 76-year-old Ryan on bond. Last month, former newspaper magnate Conrad Black was released on bond, while a different federal judge in Chicago considers his appeal to his honest services fraud conviction. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
A first debate in California's high-profile Senate race, Republican challenger Carly Fiorina, the former head of Hewlett-Packard, saying incumbent Democrat Barbara Boxer wants to serve herself first.
Barbara Boxer may say she is fighting for Californians, but the truth is she is fighting hardest for another 6 years in Washington, D.C.
Boxer says Fiorina has already proven U.S. workers are less important to her than the bottom line.
When she was CEO of Hewlett-Packard, before she was terminated, actually, she shipped 30,000 jobs overseas.
Boxer also points to Fiorina's big severance package from HP. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR.